Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed. Chapter 15, Cold Hell, Part 3.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Well?
I don't see anything.
Look, more. Over there.
More water was leaking in. The whole room was wet and cold. We had been waiting around for a while now, unsure of what to do.
I don't get it. The ship is upright.
Maybe it's the pipes.
It can't be. Look at the walls. The carpet, the furniture. It's all moldy, and the door handle, it's corroded.
Don't open it!
I wasn't going to.
Roger, stay away from the door.
We had barricaded the door with broken pipes, luggage, and the door that Shane had been laying on. Now Shane was laying on the bed. I sat next to him. You doing okay?
No, Erica, I'm not.
What about now, Dale? See anything?
Still nothing. If he's out there, he's not standing in front of the door.
Oh, he?
You want me to say it?
Say whatever you want.
The bottom of the door was bent. Dale was looking underneath to see if the deer-headed figure was out there.
I don't think it's there.
Think it's safe to leave?
No!
Shh!
Roger, stop telling people to be quiet. Those fucking things know we're in here.
Which worries me.
No shit.
Because of the window, the balcony.
You think they can get in?
Those things crawl. If they crawl along the outside of the ship, I'd say yeah. They can get in.
We have nothing else to use as a barricade unless we start tearing apart furniture.
Which might not be hard to do. Look at this place.
Yeah, that's another thing. Water damage. I'm surprised those things don't try just busting through a wall.
Don't give them any ideas.
This room is too large to block everything.
Yeah, one question, dude. Are you rich?
Me? No.
But you could afford a suite?
My cousin took care of it, although I offered to help.
That's another thing. Who goes on a cruise with their cousin?
Shayla was supposed to be on this cruise with her fiancé. He broke it off about a month ago. The wedding and the relationship, the trip was already paid for. She couldn't find anyone else to go with her, and she was super depressed. So, I said I would accompany her.
That's a nice gesture.
Little did I know I'd be taking a trip to hell.
Oh, this isn't hell.
No.
Too cold for that.
Well, whatever it is. Kinda wishing I wasn't so nice.
Where do you think she is?
Where everyone else is, probably.
Where?
Not here.
Guys, we need to get out of this place.
You just come up with that idea?
Well, we're sitting around chatting like this is a normal get-together. And we're talking about barricading more. Which makes no sense. I don't want to lock ourselves in. I want to get out.
We're waiting.
For what?
For it to be safe.
And will it?
Shane didn't answer. He went back to staring at the ceiling.
You don't have an answer for that, Shane?
No.
Really? Because if there's anyone who has any idea of what's going on, it would be you.
Michelle, what are you doing?
I think it's time Shane got around to talking.
What?
You may not want to talk to Erica, but you need to talk to us.
Erica? You told her?
I'm sorry, but I needed someone to talk to.
Of all people.
Well, I thought you were upset about your dad.
It wasn't like that.
No, because you were trying to communicate with someone out there in the hall earlier.
That's right. You said dad a couple times.
Is your father supposed to be on this ship?
His father is dead.
What?
Everybody was now crowding around the bed. Guys, please.
No, Erica. Shane needs to talk. He needs to tell us what's going on.
I don't know.
Bullshit. Why did you call for your dad out there?
He was in an accident. Maybe it was some sort of concussion.
Who? His dad?
I'm talking about Shane. The elevator fall.
No, Roger. Before all this went down, you said you saw him talking to someone on the ship. Remember? After trivia.
I'm not lying when I say I don't know. I don't understand any of what's going on. You think I want to be like this?
No, I don't. But I think you're hiding some information.
Michelle, that's enough.
I'm not trying to be mean, Erica. I'm scared. We're all scared. Shane, how do we get off this ship?
Everyone was silent, staring at Shane. I felt bad for him, but also, I wanted him to answer. Did he know?
I've had nightmares of this.
Of the ship?
Yeah.
What kind of nightmares?
Nothing that made any sense. Monsters, figures.
Shadow Man?
Yeah.
What the hell is a Shadow Man?
A dark figure that haunted my dreams.
Shane had trouble sleeping for months.
So when you say you dreamt of this, are you talking about this? Right now? Were we there?
You and Roger?
Yeah. Me, Roger, Erica, these people who we don't know?
No.
None of us.
It was me. Running and hiding, but never able to escape.
Sounds like a nightmare to me.
Sometimes I would hear things, see things, but it never mattered because usually I would wake up. But sometimes I would wake up and be unable to move.
Sleep paralysis.
And I would still see things.
That's actually common. I've experienced sleep paralysis as well, a few times.
Those nights were scary. Sometimes he would be mumbling and unable to awaken fully. I didn't know if I should shake him awake or not.
Then I started sleepwalking.
That happened a lot too.
But it wasn't until our drive north that things started appearing while I was awake.
Like the man in the road?
And at your parents' house.
What man?
Shane thought he saw someone on our drive north. Someone in the middle of the road. He thought he saw someone in my parents' house too, but I never saw anything.
Who did you see?
Shane hesitated a moment, like he was trying to collect his thoughts.
I saw the man in the flannel shirt and the green parka.
Who?
Wait a second. Are you talking about those guys with the deer heads?
Yeah.
Oh, those aren't people.
I've seen them. Without the deer heads.
What about the big one?
No, not him.
Him? Those fuckers were snapping their bodies and crawling on the ceiling. Those aren't people.
When you saw them, did they say anything, do anything?
No, usually they disappeared before anything happened.
What do you mean by happened?
I'm sorry, but are we supposed to believe that this is all tied to the shit happening here?
He literally said he saw those things. I refuse to call them people.
But how? This isn't a dream.
No. No, it's not. It's a goddamn nightmare. Right, Shane?
I don't know why this is happening.
Well, thanks for inviting us on this wonderful trip.
Michelle, stop.
This is bullshit. This is all bullshit. And if it is all tied to him, then I say we leave, Skye.
But what about Shane? You don't believe him?
It's not about believing. It's about getting off this ship, which we need to do. We're not a part of your little group. In fact, the only reason we are here right now is because Skye was an asshole and made out with you.
Cora used her pipe to point at Michelle.
That's right. Blame me for this.
I blame both of you.
I said I was sorry.
Yeah. Well, now we're here.
Instead of...
where everyone else is.
That might not be better. We may be the only survivors.
We don't know that. Everyone else could have gotten off the ship. I had one goal after falling down that elevator shaft. Finding Skye. Well, we're together. So now the goal is getting off the ship.
That's why we're talking to Shane.
Okay, so this all has to do with him? Everything that we're experiencing stems from this kid's nightmares?
Dale sat on the bed next to me, staring at Shane.
So those guys never said anything?
No, they weren't the ones that said anything. They just made that noise.
I've had enough. Whatever these things are, they can be hurt. She hurt them.
That's right, I did.
And it ran off.
So you want to fight them?
I want to leave.
We all do.
Well, then we fight our way out. There are 7 of us and 3 of them.
That we know of.
I think she's right. I don't think there are any more.
How can you be sure?
Not.
There we go. Did we get enough information yet? We need to head to the main deck and find a stupid raft or lifeboat and get on it. We were supposed to hit port tomorrow morning, which means we're probably not that far from civilization.
You're assuming.
I'd still rather try than wait for one of those things to come busting through the window or door. Am I being unreasonable, Skye?
No.
Then are you ready to leave? Or do you want to sit around and wait while the ship deteriorates right before our eyes?
I want to go with you. That's why I went back with Erica, to find you. Now that we're together, I just want to leave.
Good. Because it looks like it may just be us now.
No one is saying that.
Wait a second. Shane?
Dale inched closer to Shane.
You said that those things weren't the ones that ever said anything to you.
Yeah.
Who did say something to you?
The Shadow Man. And my father. On the ship.
You saw him here?
Looking out at the water. The first night.
Jesus.
I knew it. I knew Shane was hiding stuff.
I wasn't hiding anything. I did talk to Erica, and I'm talking to you now.
A little late, don't you think?
Would you have believed me before all this happened?
It's true. I'm so sorry, Shane. I should have believed you. I thought you were sick or depressed, maybe.
I knew it.
Knew what? You didn't seem so concerned when we hit up the club.
What did your father say to you?
He said there was something arriving with the fog. An entity. Something evil.
He wasn't wrong about that.
He also said not to trust him. And when I tried talking to him again...
Again?
He said he wasn't my dad.
But you were talking to somebody outside this door.
It was him.
Him, Deerhead? Or him, father?
My father.
You saw him out there?
No, just heard him. Heard his voice.
And what was he saying?
What he's been saying. That it's too late. I'm gonna die.
Oh, God.
Everyone ready to leave now?
Did he, say anything about us?
You really want to know?
Yes, Shane, we do.
Said it's too late for you, too.
Everyone was quiet. Dale got up and paced the room. I saw one tear slide down Shane's face.
But he's not your father?
He looks like him.
But he said don't trust him.
Yeah.
Then maybe we will make it. Maybe it's not too late.
I don't think that's what he meant.
Really? Then what could it mean?
I think he meant that he's not really my father and not to trust him because he's something else.
Like an entity?
Something dark. Something evil.
This is fucking insane. Okay? Fuck it. Let's go. I'll be damned if I die on this fucking ghost ship.
Finally, some sense. I'm ready. If that thing's out there, we kill it.
What if the other ones show up?
Then we kill them too.
That's when I realized that Shane didn't mention what the Shadow Man said.
So we make sure everyone has a weapon of some kind.
I need something.
Then find something, Roger. Anything. We can hurt those damn things.
But we don't know if we can kill them.
Doesn't matter. Hurting them should be enough.
But that other one is bigger.
Who cares?
What about him?
Dale motioned to Shane.
We do the same thing we did to get him here.
But those things are fast.
All we have to do is make it to the main deck.
It's only one deck up. We can take the central staircase. It's faster.
We'll take whatever fucking way is unblocked by one of those things.
As they talked about a plan of action, I scooted closer to Shane and brushed the hair from his eyes.
Because they use a control system.
But what about the blue light?
Shane? Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
You said that your father and the Shadow Man said things to you.
Yeah.
What did the Shadow Man say? I saw another tear slide down Shane's face. Shane, what did he say?
He said what he's always been saying.
Everyone in the room got quiet and looked over at us.
It's the same thing from my dreams. He calls out to me repeatedly and then...
Then what, Shane?
Then he tells me to run.
Paralyzed. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Issa Yazdizadeh. Starring Ryan Wiggs as Shane. Ariel Zadok as Erica. Alexander Dotti as Roger. Ariel Hack as Michelle. Amy LeRae as Roland. Catabelle as Ray. Reed Kreiner as Dale, Maggie Kieran as Cora, and Evelyn as Sky. Co-starring Justin Anderson, Amber Simpson, Jabrina Cooper, Brett Wilkins, Anthony Grimm, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black, at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.